So this is an interview with Owen Wilson on Thursday, 26th of February 2015. The interview is for the Canterbury History Foundation, funded by the 2014 Canterbury Community History Award. The interviewer is Kim Newth. The interview is being recorded at Randadale Veterans Care, 59 Hansons Lane, Upper Riccarton, Christchurch. The interviewer will also be taking shorthand notes during this interview, and this is file number F003.
Good.
So, yeah. No, so we're talking about, you worked for Jack and Linda.
Now, anyway,
Lemaire's,
because Molly had been a city girl all her life, and I'd been a country boy all my life.
Mm.
We didn't know how things would work out.
Mm.
Well, she wasn't sure, but anyway, we got up there and she was well received, and and we had we only had two kids then, two girls. We were right there, and we had a boy after.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lorraine started school as soon as she got there.
Mm.
And
and so you were quite involved with the RSA in those years?
Oh, I was, when I was younger.
Yeah. Mm. So what have you appreciated about having the RSA there over the years?
Sort of fellowship and we'd have golf tournaments and tennis and cricket, you know, and that sort of thing, you know.
Mm.
Had a meeting about once every 6 weeks you know, you sort of discuss things and bring back old memories.
Must have been a good place to.
But anyway, Molly was received with welcome arms, and the neighbour, she had a young family, one living next door to us, and another young family over the road, and then she started. After the kids went to school. Finished school, and she started playing bowls and golf and going to the women's division. Meeting favourite.
Right.
Where they all put on their groppy mocker. And
right, women's division of Federated Pharmacists would have been.
Well, see, golf was a good sport because they go after the kids left to go to school, and they're back home by 3 o'clock.
Right, yeah.
Bowls wasn't quite so good.
Right.
But they went to more 5 o'clockish. We used to get down Timaru to her people, but she had two sisters in Timaru, and used to sort of compare them, our kids with their kids, and, you know, she said, well, my God, I'm glad we're living up in a country there now.
Mm.
Everybody knows what your kid's doing.
Mm.
But in a big city like Timaru, you don't know where they are, what's going on.
Mm.
Mm. And we had a great old country cop there, he knew everybody. Old Paddy.
So, I guess to jump forward, you know, just in terms of what it's like being a resident now at Randadale, so.
I quite like it. I've been here 3 months.
Yeah.
I always said I was going to go to Randadale when the kids were off my hands, or I was off their hands. Because I said, I know you, none of you buggers want me anyway. none of me ever suggested I could live with them. When I retired, I was 40 years with Doris, that lady over there.
Yeah, so tell me, what's her name? Doris?
Doris Harrison.
Harrison, Harrison.
Yeah.
So did you ever marry, or was she just a long-term relationship?
Just a long-term relationship.
Mm.
See, she was actually in, she was 10 years in, Delisa. And I was about 10 years around there. She died 2 years ago.
Mm.
And we got on well, and the kids got on well with her. And, you know, it would have been a good marriage if we had but we didn't want to. Well, for a long time, until she had to go into a home, she had her own flat in town and her own job.
Mm.
And I had my house and car and that out of Darfield. I used to come in every weekend. She used to enjoy it. Lorraine and them, they were on a farm then. She used to love to go out there at the weekend or holidays, and go out there for a few days.
Right. I should just say that noise is probably a vacuum cleaner outside,
that's
I think.
The dong of it, isn't
yeah.
It?
So, so tell me what you'll be doing at the ceremony taking place on March 27th to open the new RSA building in Christchurch.
That's right. I won't be doing nothing. I'll just be attending.
So are you there as a kind of representative of Ranadale in a way? Or
No, just an ordinary return serviceman.
Right, yeah. So how pleased are you that building's finally reaching completion?
Yeah, it's a complete rebuild after the earthquake.
Yeah, so it's going to be quite a boost for the RSA,
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
it?
See, yeah, they sold half of what they had. They went from Armour Street to Gloucester Street.
Mm.
Then they sold half that off to raise funds. And they're still about a couple of million short last I heard of them.
And you've been a big supporter of the RSA, haven't you, over the years?
I actually gave them $5,000.
Yeah.
Towards the building.
Yeah,
quite substantial.
Yeah.
I've got my funeral paid for.
So,
in fact, I've got two funerals paid for.
Oh, dear.
It's bloody funny. The RSA ran a raffle there, some outfit for it. There, we paid it off over, I paid $5,000 off over a period of years. And then that went towards my funeral. It wasn't enough to pay for it, but it was well there. And again, I had a mate works for Lamb and Haywood, which he went to school with. He came out and out canvassing around Darfield one day, and he's got Ian's father, that chap who was here.
This is the vacuum cleaner again,
To take on their scheme. There and he's telling Gaynor that, and then I was out at their place and I said, well, what about you and Doris? What are you going to do? I've completely forgot I had this fight there and wonder. It was all paid up by then.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, sounds all right. And he said, what about Doris? I said, yeah, she's got enough money to pay for it.
Yeah.
Pay for a funeral.
So you got two.
Yes, that's it. Sold two.
Oh,
and I took out another one. $7,500 worth. Gonna make sure.
So, Owen, you will be 92 in April then, won't you?
That's
so
right.
So I was gonna ask, did you ever expect to live this long after being shot in the Second World War? I mean,
never for my wildest days.
Yeah.
Thought I'd live this long.
Mm.
You know, when you think of the wife died at 40, she just turned 40. And that's a hell of a blow. But she only had for 17 years married. And then Doris and I, 40 years, you know.
Yeah.
And the lady beside her up in
St. Alicia.
Yeah. I got quite friendly with her. She was a widow. Well, she wasn't a widow when she first went in it. Her husband died there. And often, when they got to see Molly in her room, they might be working on her and doing something, and I'd go into Jen
and
have the apple away to her.
Yes, yeah. So what do you have planned for your birthday?
Eh?
What do you think you will be doing on your birthday?
Nothing.
No, I got a quiet one planned.
Nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I said no war birthdays.
Yeah. So what do you make of your war experience, you know, all these years on when you look back at it? I mean, it must...
I just think it's a whole damn lot of luck.
Or bad luck, kind of, in a way, isn't it?
Well, luck, yes and no.
Yeah.
I was bloody lucky to come out of it. Anyway... Yeah. Doris gave Jean it must be a while before she died there, glowing references for me. Marla Joker, happy, lucky, never do a wrong thing for you, you go the other way.
Right,
Jean told me that about after Doris died.
Mm.
I thought, bloody good of her.
Yeah. Actually, I was going to also go back to your brothers and, you know, your siblings. Because you mentioned you had a brother in the Air Force, so did he get through the war?
Oh, yes, he was He went up the islands. That's all as far as he went. He was a pay clerk.
Oh, okay.
He worked in an accountant's office.
Yeah. And that sounds slightly less dangerous.
No. No, not quite a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought I joined the Air Force once. No.
And who were your other...
I can't because gentlemen and men of the Air Force, gentlemen of the Air Force, men of other ranks.
Yes. And trying to remember the names of your other... So Trevor and Frank, what did they...
Frank,
were they involved in the
war at all? No, the other two weren't.
Yeah.
They were too young.
Right, yeah.
The war was over.
So did your wider family, did they give you much support, you know?
Oh, religion.
Oh, okay. No, I just wondered if you...
No, that lady, though, the brethren outfit.
Right.
You know, I hated bloody religion.
Yeah.
Church three times on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
And I rebelled, you see.
Yeah.
And yet...
When you first... Yeah.
Yeah, I lived the longest.
Yes, yeah. It's funny, isn't it? Yeah.
The Lord smote them, Orpity, you get me going.
Right, so they were quite religious.
Oh, yeah.
All of them?
They used to go to church a lot.
And your parents as well?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, the old man was what they call a lay preacher.
Mm.
You know, talking to the congregation.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing.
So what was their reaction when you came home with this injury? Were they pretty good?
They were pleased to see me.
Yeah.
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 But didn't like the idea of going back down to Timaru. Well, you know, I was going with her before I went overseas.
Yeah.
And then we talked about getting engaged.
Mm.
And I said, we decided no. I said, I might come back minus an arm or a leg or that sort of thing. We might want one another.
Mm.
So we decided we'd leave it till we got home. So as soon as I got home, we met me at the express and had the old money in the pocket. We ran to the jewellers and bought the ring there and then.
Mm. Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Yeah, we,
so you've been writing to each other during the war?
Oh, yeah. We were... wrote frequently during the war.
I bet you were thinking of her when you were injured, were you? Wanting to get back.
I could see the writing on the wall quite early when I was in hospital that I would be on my way home.
Mm,
mm. I didn't know how soon it would be.
Yeah.
But I knew there was no show me going back out in the ranks.
Yeah, I know, it's... must have been fantastic to get home and start a normal life.
it was lovely.
Yeah. So did you get married in Timaru?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, we got married in Timaru.
Right.
We didn't get married. Oh, we had a little bit of a split at one stage there. We still used to see one another. We always used to go to the dance on a Saturday night. And then we sort of got together again.
Right, okay, yeah.
Because mother and father were pushing like hell for me.
Right, okay, yeah.
And she'd had another bloke before me. He was in the Air Force and he'd sort of jilted her. And they reckon you got a bloody good steady bloke there and you turned him down the road. Anyway, we didn't have you married.
Yeah, I think we probably got enough there, haven't we, to be getting on with, do you think?
Yeah.
So do you remember any of your kind of commanding officers or anything like that? Did you ever meet Freiberg or see him?
Yes, there's a black hole up in Hirata. He was in charge of us when we went back, when we went overseas, and he was a returning furlough man, old Frank White. An old bachelor.
Mm.
And he lived at Hirata out of Darfield. And he was a farmer, single man. And we did quite a bit of work up at his farm. One day, I was a foreman at that stage. He took me over to see something he wanted done. And I said, yeah, I said, you've been on the Zanata, Frank. Oh, yeah, I'll never forget that. I said, I'm one of them. Oh, he says, you're one. Because he was the first S-man.
Oh, okay.
And he'd home on holiday with going back again.
Yeah,
and he
yeah.
was the officer in charge of our
yeah, group. Oh, gosh, it's hard to hear with that vacuum cleaner now, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, I've gone mad this last week.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
for this living politician to come.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah. Oh, I think we'll leave it there, do you think? I think we've got enough, haven't we? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, very good. All that main carpet up that main, there, they renewed that.
Yeah, so that was the noise of a vacuum cleaner. It was a bit hard to hear anything through that, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think we've got enough, haven't we? So we'll leave it there for now. Well, thank you very much, Owen. Okay. Oh,
been a pleasure. Yeah, I know. It was a sort of, I'll see what anything you come back with.
Yeah.
You know, we're just a review and go over and put on the tape.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's great.
Yeah.